Did you have any sheds out around?
Yeah, we used to have all that stuff, you know.
Were these separate or built on? Or?
Well, most times the sheds will be separate, you know.
Open on all sides or one
well,
side?
It'll be open in front, and you have a little side and a back on it, and a roof. They open where they've gotten in it, you know. The whole front will be all open. I could give you an awful good idea out here right now. I got one out here on my... See, we had a storm through here. The Indians down here at Canada used to tell us we never have a storm in this part of the country. But we had a storm that laid my barn in 3 tiers. That's reason this place looks so well. See, I had a storm through here and tore my buildings all to pieces.
Oh.
And so I just solved that barn and made a crail and, and a shed out there.
What, was it a twister or a straight
one? Well, no, it must have been a little twister. Got a barn right up here, my neighbor. Got ours and got my neighbor right east of me. He had a big barn 30 feet tall. Just tore his barn. Oh, we all three got our barns just all tore to pieces. And my grain was out here and everything was all tore to pieces. We saved the house.
Where were you when this happened?
Well, it was in the cellar.
Oh boy, that was lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah, in the cellar. It just happened about 2 minutes when it happened. And I had about 6 or 7 of my best milk cows on that barn. And the neighbors, you know, had to come in and we worked half the night getting them out.
Huh. Were they all right?
Well, they was crippled up some, you know, and skinned up, you know. We thought 2 of them were dead when we pulled them out. But it must have been the shock. The next morning they come true.
Huh. Just half scared to death.
Yeah, they must have been shocked more than anything.
Boy, that's a miserable thing.
Oh, it is. I'll tell you, it makes the place look real ragged. Oh, well, I worked here for 2 weeks out and I couldn't even make a showing.
Yeah.
Find these churches. Well, I've got a lot of German on here, and midnight churches, and while they come in there and help me out, you know, the churches did.
Well, it wasn't that nice,
though. Man, we sure got things cleaned up that way.
Boy, that's good when neighbors pitch
in. Oh, they're good around here. We got good neighbors, good people.
Of course, I guess the community isn't anything if you don't have neighbors.
No, it ain't nothing at all. We got $1 million neighbors around here.
Oh, where did you go to the toilet in the early days?
We just have an old built toilet. We still got them out here. Yeah, have you seen any of them in your days?
Yeah.
We still got them.
What did you call these?
Oh, we just call them outdoor toilet.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I was a kid.
We used to call them privy morning.
Yeah. I got a big firecracker once and I threw one in one of those. Well, I never did that again.
No. No, bet not.
That's no fun.
No, you bet not.
The first time, when you don't know what you're doing, I guess it's all right. Did you ever keep silage or insilage?
Not so much. A lot of them, you know, build a silage, you know. But we always just put our hay up in our barn, cut it, and put it up, you know, on our grain and everything. And it's more for these people that milks a lot, you know. They have a lot of that insilage. Mm-hmm. You have to have a certain machine to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And they cut it up, you know, and then you have to have either silage or make you what's called a trench silage. Dig it in the ground. But I got a neighbor who's got a great deal of barn over there, and he cuts all of his in that way.
Oh.
So he's got the machine stuff to do it with.
Yeah, you get into this, and boy, it gets into complications.
Oh, it sure does. It costs a lot of money to get machinery to do that.
Yeah, you know, it just about squeezes the little guy out, doesn't
it?
Oh,
yeah, it does.
By the time you spend $30,000 for machinery,
that's what you have to do nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what you have to do.
A tractor.
Why, used to be we buy a farm, what you get for a tractor.
Yeah.
Like, God, the other day I wanted to sell my sister's boy tractor, $10,500. Good gracious. Ain't that something? $10,500.
What kind was that?
Oh, it was a pretty good size olive, I believe what it was.